saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
Yahovah Israel, Ha'omrim Shema Israel.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations bring you The Eternal Light. This public service program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today by Morton Wishengrad commemorates the Scholars Festival of Lag BaOmer, which is associated with the great sage Akiba Ben Joseph. Featured in the title role of Rabbi Akiba is Edgar Staley. Following the dramatic portion of the program, you will hear a talk by Dr. Armin E. Cohen.
Prisoner, rise.
The prisoner will rise and face the court.
I, Tineus Rufus, governor of Judea, by the power vested in me by Hadrian, Caesar of the Roman Empire, do pronounce sentence on you, Rabbi Akiba ben Joseph, elder of the Sanhedrin of Israel.
Prisoner, are you ready to hear the sentence?
I am.
It is my sentence, Akiba ben Joseph, that you be flayed and that you be scourged until you are dead.
Does he know any reason why the sentence of this court should not be executed?
I do not question the sentence of the court.
Have you anything you wish to say, Akiba? Some final word?
Thank you, Tineus Rufus. Yes. I have a final word I wish to say.
You may proceed.
An old man with the sound of eternity in his ears speaking a final word. It is strange. On my lips there is praise of God. In your hands there is a sword. My lips and your hands. Why do you slay me? It is a question, not an entreaty. Is it for what I have done? I have done nothing except to study the law of God. Is it for what I have taught? I have taught that the worship of God is an expression of love and justice. Did that offend you, Tineus Rufus? Yet you were offended. We sat at the Academy of Yavne, the elders of Judea, studying, handing down the oral law of Israel. And we were content, despite the presence of the Roman legions in our land. But you were not content. No. I remember when it began. That night we slumbered. We were at peace. Then the horsemen came. And the sleepers were wakened.
Master, wake up! Wake up, everyone! The time for sleeping is done. Awaken!
What is it, Simeon?
Hurry, Master. Summon the elders, the disciples.
What's wrong?
Judah and I. We come from Caesarea.
Wait, I shall come.
Hurry, Rabbi Akiba, hurry.
Joshua Hagasi, quickly a candle. Rouse the academy.
Yes, elders of Israel, evil tidings from Caesarea. We meet now by moonlight.
We are all gathered. Simeon by Yohai, what is the news from Caesarea?
Master, instruct us.
It is for you to instruct us, Simeon. We are listening.
Sages of Israel, yesterday in Caesarea, Tineus Rufus issued a new proclamation. From this day, the covenant of Abraham is denied to our newborn sons. Circumcision is forbidden.
Tineus Rufus will be made to see that he wrongs us.
Wait, that is not all. Observance of the Sabbath is forbidden, and all the festivals.
Masters, instruct us. What shall be done?
Rabbi Ishmael, do you wish to speak?
Yes, Rabbi Akiba. How long? How much longer? Is this the first affront? Is this the tenth affront? How long do we abide in the land and remain slaves to the Caesars?
The commandment is for peace, Ishmael. Your counsel is for war.
And why not?
No, Ishmael. I am ready to die for the Torah. But do not ask us to kill for the Torah.
Joshua, will you transgress the law of the Sabbath?
You know I will not. I will keep the Sabbath.
They'll kill you for it.
If God so wills, I shall be killed.
Before God, are you craven? Have you courage only to endure, only to submit, only to yield? Is there no courage to defend? Judaism no longer needs martyrs, it needs soldiers.
Ishmael, you are overwrought. It is for us to love peace and to pursue peace. What hope is there for the world when scholars plead for war? We are men of learning, the last stronghold of reason and intellect. Shall we confess our lives a failure?
If we vanquish the enemy, we are not a failure.
Ishmael, when the dead lie unburied in the open pit, who is the victor and who is the vanquished?
It does not matter. If we die, we shall not die alone.
Ishmael, you forget so soon. Thou shalt not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord, and ye shall keep my statute.
I will not listen, Akiba. Do what you wish. I go to the hills. I join Simeon Bar Kokhba.
To make rebellion, Rabbi Ishmael?
To make war, Joshua. Akiba, do you come?
No.
Then you will stay and rot here.
No, not that either. I must go to Taneus Rufus. I will explain that we are of peaceful intent. He will understand, and he will alter his attitude toward us and treat us with reason. I came to you, Taneus Rufus. Do you remember? Yes, I came to you and I said that the world was ruled by kindness, and that the merit of man consisted in the multitude of good deeds. You nodded your head, Taneus Rufus. Why did you nod your head? I believed you then to be a man like other men. It was wrong of you to deceive me. You spoke so gently and so honorably. Was it to mock me, Taneus Rufus? Your smile was amiable. You took my hand. We spoke. You asked a question. Do you remember, Taneus Rufus? Do you remember the question you asked?
A very apt reply, Rabbi Akiba. Tell me, why does your people place so much emphasis on charity?
What are the gifts we can make to God? Charity to the poor.
Ah, but you are not giving to your God. You give to the poor.
He that is gracious to the poor lendeth to the Lord.
I don't understand your God. I like a God I can see, like this one. Now, that's a handsome God.
I see only an idol made of wood.
He is good enough. If your God is so powerful, why doesn't he come down and smash these idols?
Taneus Rufus, what other gods do you worship?
You evade my question.
No. What other gods do you worship?
The sun, the moon, the planets, the stars. Why do you ask, Akiba?
Don't you see, if the only idols worship were things of clay or wood, God might destroy them. But you worship the sun and the stars. Shall God destroy his entire world because some men are foolish?
Rabbi Akiba, I have met many sages of Israel, but you were the most learned and the most humble. Be proud, Rabbi Akiba. I don't believe in false modesty.
Taneus Rufus.
Yes?
Out there, lying in the road. What do you see?
Nothing but a dead cat. Run over by a chariot, no doubt. I'll see that the carcass is removed.
Taneus Rufus, he who glories in the knowledge of the law is like to the carcass of an animal which lies in the road. It attracts the attention of all, it is true. But whoever passes by puts his hand to his nose and turns away.
And are you a live cat, Rabbi Akiba? And I a mouse? Let us stop playing. What do you want?
I see I have misjudged you, Taneus Rufus.
I have not misjudged you. What do you want?
I have not dissimulated. I want what I told you I want. I had believed that you understood.
Power is the only thing I understand. My laws remain, you hear?
You will force our people into rebellion.
Exactly. And we will know how to take care of them. Especially this rebel Bar Kokhba.
It was stupid of me not to see that, wasn't it?
Very stupid. You still want to talk to me about the law of kindness and charity and your God?
No, Tineus Rufus, not to you. The Emperor Hadrian has come to Antioch. Perhaps he will listen.
My dear Rabbi Akiva, there is nothing I detest quite so much as a fool. I shall have to admonish Tineus Rufus.
Thank you, Caesar.
Oh, don't misunderstand my motives. I am not concerned with what you call justice. I want to maintain the Roman Empire. You don't maintain an empire by antagonizing your subjects.
You are very wise, Caesar.
Thank you, Rabbi. My friend, I noticed on my tour of inspection that Jerusalem is completely laid waste. I shall have it rebuilt.
Caesar, he who gives delight to his fellow creatures also gives delight to God.
Very nice. My respects to your God. Oh, yes, your temple, the one Titus destroyed. Simpleton. We shall rebuild it for you.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, who hast brought me to this day.
Come, Rabbi Akiva, don't anticipate. I shall have the temple rebuilt to Jupiter, naturally.
Caesar, you do not know what you are saying.
You will get used to it. It's a fine gift.
A poisoned gift, Caesar.
What a curious people. I promise to rebuild Jerusalem. Isn't that enough?
Do not defile our holy sanctuary.
Curious. You are more concerned about your theology than your bread.
I plead with you, Caesar. If Jupiter is placed on Mount Moriah, blood will be shed.
Let's not discuss it, Rabbi. I like the idea.
Caesar, I entreat you. Do not desecrate our holiest symbol. Blood will be shed over it.
Whose blood, my friend? Isn't that the question?
Rabbi Ishmael, do you ride to the hills with me?
I am ready, Bar Kokhba.
Here is your mount. There is no time to lose.
Akiva ben Joseph, bless me before I go.
You bless me by your going, Rabbi Ishmael.
I hope so. It's not easy for me to take up arms. All my life I have studied and preached for peace. Now there is an end of scholarship.
No, Ishmael. There is no end. What is a scholar of Israel but a warrior armed with the law of justice? Go, and God go with you, Ishmael.
Master, do you have a blessing for me?
I am dry with age, Bar Kokhba, and my hands are infirm. But let me touch your standard. There shall step forth a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite through the corners of Moab, and break down all the corners of Seth.
Thank you, Akiva ben Joseph.
Goodbye, Akiva. Bar Kokhba, I am ready.
That was your victory, Tineus Rufus. They rode forth to battle, and they did not return. The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And godly men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. Yes, Tineus Rufus, they died before the evil to come. How many did your legion slaughter in 3 years, O governor of Judea? How many women and how many children? How many thousands did you enslave? How doth the city sit solitary that was full of people? How is she become as a widow? And even this was not enough for you.
Summon Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva ben Joseph.
You summoned me, governor of Judea. I am here.
No greeting, Rabbi.
What do you want?
I expect a greeting, my friend.
Tineus Rufus, What do you want of me?
I respect your age, Rabbi. I shall overlook this discourtesy.
I ask you once more, what do you want?
Not too much discourtesy, Rabbi. I'm an impatient man. This is what I want. Read it.
You cannot do anything more to us. What is there to read?
Still stubborn. I shall read this to you. My proclamation.
Don't read it. Tell me what's in it.
Very well. A rebellious people must be punished. What have you left, Rabbi?
Nothing. Our festivals are prohibited. The Sabbath observance is forbidden. Our ceremonials are proscribed. Our warriors are dead. All we have left is the study of the law.
Rabbi, now you have nothing left. I forbid the study of the law of Moses. Your Torah is shut, tight, not to be opened. Be sure you understand me, Akiva ben Joseph. The penalty for violation of this order is death.
What are you waiting for? We are scholars. Let us study the law.
Will you instruct us, Master?
Yes, Joshua Hagasi. Will you begin?
Master, the penalty for study is death.
Scholars of Israel, I ask you to begin.
Akiva ben Joseph, we do not fear for ourselves.
Do you fear for me? I answer you with a parable. The fox came to the riverbank and said to the fishes, "The fishermen are spreading their nets. Come to the dry land and you will be safe." But the fishes replied, "If in the water, which is our element, we are in danger, what will happen to us on the dry land, which is not our element? Scholars, if there is no safety for us in the Torah, which is our home, how can we find safety elsewhere? Let us disdain secrecy. It is unworthy of us." Joshua Hagasi, I ask you to begin.
Balaam lifted up his eyes. He saw it.
Why do you stop, my sons?
It is the signal, Akiva.
Continue with the text, Joshua Hagasi.
The Romans are coming.
Yes, they are coming, and they will find us in study. It is proper that they should find us this way.
Master.
Yes, my son.
Whatever befalls us, whatever happens to me, I want to tell you now.
Hush. Hush, my son.
At least let me tell you how much you have given to us.
I have given nothing. I have given you the fragrance that comes sweet from the citron, the light taken by one candle from another, the water drawn from a brook. I have lost nothing, and you have been sweetened by the odor of citron, and refreshed by the water, and increased by the light. And I am augmented and not diminished. Now, read on, Joshua Hagasi.
Akiva. Akiva.
Read on, my son.
And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel dwelling tribe by tribe. And the Spirit of God came upon him, and he took up his parable and said, "How goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, thy dwellings, O Israel, as valleys."
Be composed, my son.
Akiva ben Joseph, there's still time for you to flee.
It is better to die at once than to flee from study.
Instruct us, Master.
Hear me closely. The world is judged with mercy. The shop is open. The hand writes. Whosoever desires may come and borrow, but the collectors make their appointed rounds and the payment cannot be evaded. The warrant is there. The judgment is correct and everything is prepared for the feast.
Oh. Akiva ben Joseph?
Yes, Captain?
I place you under arrest. Akiva ben Joseph, are you done?
I am done, Tineus Rufus.
Once again, Akiva ben Joseph, I pronounce sentence. You will be taken to your dungeon. At dawn tomorrow, you will be led forth and flayed and scourged until you are dead. Let the prisoner be removed. Akiba Ben-Joseph.
Is it time, Tineus Rufus?
Not yet.
Then why have you come?
I cannot sleep.
Strange. I was asleep.
Perhaps it is not strange. Old man, if you had been born in Rome, you could have been my father. I would have been proud of such a father.
Thank you, my son.
You call me that?
If you were my age, I should call you brother. Did not he that made me in the womb make you? And did not one fashion us in the womb?
Akiba Ben-Joseph, I come to offer you a pardon. If you recant.
Pardon is for criminals, Tineus Rufus. It is I who should pardon you. I pardon you now.
Save your life, Akiba Ben-Joseph.
I cannot, my son.
You are accursed, Akiba Ben-Joseph. Your people is accursed.
Then let me be of the cursed, not he who curses. Let me be of them that are persecuted, not of them that persecute.
You will not change your mind?
No, Tineus Rufus. You have come in kindness. I shall ask you then for one small thing.
Whatever it is, Akiba Ben-Joseph, ask it.
Let Joshua Hagasi stand by my side tomorrow.
Nothing more?
No. Nothing more.
Very well. He shall stand by your side tomorrow. Is it done yet?
No.
He's so old. Why does it take so long?
I don't know.
Do you feel a pulse?
Yes.
Call me when the end comes.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might.
Akiba. Do you hear me, Akiba Ben-Joseph?
I hear you.
Give it up. Are you insensible to pain? Why don't you die?
All my life, Tineus Rufus, I have been waiting for the moment when I might truly fulfill the commandment. I have always loved the Lord with all my might and with all my heart. Now I know that I love him with all my life. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Tineus Rufus.
Yes?
Come away.
No, not yet. I must wait.
You have your victory. Can't you see Akiba Ben-Joseph is dead?
Present now a brief message from Dr. Ormond E. Cohen, rabbi of the Cleveland Jewish Center, who will speak to you from Cleveland.
Rabbi Akiba was flayed and scourged to death. Rufus did not have his victory. Rome conquered Jerusalem. Rome was not victorious. Brute force destroyed justice. power does not endure. When men die for principles which are the very foundation stones of civilized life, it is they who have triumphed, even in death, for they have left memories to inspire future generations to fight another day. Akiba and his people Israel were the instruments of God, equal to the challenge to take up the fight for good against evil. Akiba was not an accident. He was the voice and conscience of Israel. The battle for justice, mercy, righteousness, the battle to civilize the world is endless. Each generation of men has produced its Akibas. Justice has sometimes won. Justice has sometimes lost. But the war goes on. In ancient Palestine, it was the sword against the word. In America in 1863, it was freedom against slavery. It was Abraham Lincoln against Tinius Rufus. Freedom won. In 1914, it was democracy against militarism. Wilson against Rufus. The outcome was deceptive. Democracy seemed to win, but lost. Militarism seemed to lose, but won. In 1933 in Berlin, fascism declared war upon humanity. Rufus was rising again. This time he wore the mask of Adolf Hitler. Who will win the victory now? The Battle of Berlin will not decide that issue. As the destruction of Jerusalem did not make Rome triumphant, so victory in Berlin will not determine the ultimate decision now. In the time of Akiba, it was Yavne that spoke the final word. Eternal life for Israel through the book. It was the lips of Akiba that proclaimed the final triumph of justice. In our time, in the city of the Golden Gate, the dead must speak and be heard if victory is to be ours. There the dead of Israel and the nations must find their Akiba. There the conscience of humanity directs its spokesman. Justice, justice shall I'll pursue.
Thank you, Dr. Cohen. The Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music is composed by Henry Brandt and conducted by Milton Catums. The liturgical music was sung by cantor David Putterman. Akiba Ben-Joseph was played by Edgar Staley, and Kermit Murdoch appeared as Tinius Rufus. The entire production was under the direction of Ira Avery. This program came to you as a public service of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations, and was presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. If you would like a free copy of today's script, write to the Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.